Welcome back, everybody, to Latter Day Hunting. That was a nice little intro. I like that.
I love it.
That's a lot of fun. We're like geeking out over here. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a good week. How's your week been, Doug?
Great. Wonderful.
That sounds very convincing.
But we're not on this to talk about how busy work is and all this, so it's fun.
No, a nice little introduction. Anyway, so we wanted to address a little something we threw out there at the end of last episode with the blind date thing.
Challenge.
Yeah. Wanted to make a revision and let everybody know, make it clear. If I go out with you, if I'm set up on this blind date or whatever happens, we're not going to mention names. We're not going to tell anybody. And to be honest, who doesn't recap on a blind date?
Right. You tell your friends how it went anyway.
Yeah. You tell your friends how bad it is. And then you can tell all of your friends how weird this guy is with his podcast. And it'll be a great story. So, why not?
No, but seriously, like, we just thought we should address this because we got some feedback that... sorry, I thought the recording had stopped. We got some feedback that it might be a little bit personal, that someone might not want to put themselves out there if they knew that they were going to be, like, in a public environment.
Right.
So, yeah, it would be funny. It would be a great story.
Really, though. Like, every blind date is a great story.
Right. I already told you on our first episode about my roommate. I told him, and he was like, "You told that story?" I was like, "Yeah, I told that story. It's freaking hilarious."
Right? Sitting there at Black Bear Diner, like, "Oh my gosh, I can't get out of here."
It's like, "Bring me some cobbler."
To be honest, like, thinking about our buddy doing that reminds me of Carl Urban in that movie Dread, where he's like trying to escape this building and like, "I am the law."
Yeah, so like we said, we're still throwing that out there. We're going to be held accountable, and Trayton will definitely be held accountable.
Yes.
because we might even have to invite the person that goes with him to recap for him.
Probably. Because, of course, I would just lie about the whole thing and say how wonderful I was, but how awful she was. Oh, yeah, but we wanted to talk about something today, a really special something. We talked about first date expectations. We talked about kind of like putting the move on your lady, Doug with the tickle, and me with the little bump. Reminds me of that B2K song. Bow, bow, bow.
Doug with this tickle. Hey, Predator.
Just gotta walk around like,
Sorry, we're not focused tonight.
But we want to talk about, where do you meet these people? Where do you go, and where do you find, like, an attractive woman, attractive guy, and how do you approach it? Because you're hanging out at Beans and Brew, and you're sitting there with your pumpkin spice latte, # basic white girl. And you're sitting there, like, scoping it out, and the barista's looking pretty good.
Right.
Hopefully over 18, but looking pretty good. So, how do you approach it? Like, where do you meet these people? How do you do it?
Yeah, I think, like, so we wanted to bring this up because, like, clearly, you know, I've met people, but we're not meeting enough people.
Really not.
Like, no, I actually had a coworker, and like we said, no names or whatever. She actually is going through a separation right now, and she's like, "I don't know how you guys do this online dating. Like, this is super scary. You tell people, like, where to meet you and all this." And so, we want to bring up apps, but that will be a more detailed conversation where we talk about actual apps available. And we all know there's the LDS exclusive app.
#mutual.
#find your companion.
#celestial buddy.
But we just want to talk about, like, where do you meet someone? I mean, especially, so Trayton and I we're both done with undergraduate education.
Just barely, yeah.
So we're not doing the college thing. I'll probably do grad school, but I'll be way too busy to meet anyone anyways.
True.
So, like, when I can see, you know, oh, well, you meet people at college. Well, I don't go to college anymore.
Right. Yeah, you don't go to college. Like, you pretty much whole, like, when you graduate college, your social group dies.
You die.
Especially when you get married. That's a different subject, but, well, at least you have somebody to share time with.
Right.
Netflix and chill. But, like, your social life just kind of dies. You're like, what do I do now? And if you show up to college stuff, it's kind of like that college dude that goes back to high school.
Oh, yeah.
Feels super the same senior. Way.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah. And it's awkward. And you still have fun, like, going to games, like, going to BYU games.
Yeah, of course. And it's your alumni. Like, you have that right. But if you're showing up to all these things, if you're showing up to college-exclusive parties, like, especially in the LDS scene, like, I feel like outside of the church, it's like, hey, everybody, let's party, woo, no one cares. But LDS scene, you're like, didn't you graduate?
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, just super awkward. Or if you show up, what's that thing called? The True Aggie?
Oh, yeah.
Thing, or the True Wolverine at UVU?
Yeah.
I don't know if BYU does that.
I don't know. And at the U, I don't think so. I went to the University of Utah. I mean, we used to tell a joke that you couldn't find the Virgin Mary, but they were going to do the Christmas pageant, but they couldn't find the Virgin Mary.
Oh, man. Go Christmas pageant. Anyway, so, like, we just want to talk about where do you meet people? And for me, I'll kind of talk about my side, and then Doug can mention his, like, you can pretty much find somebody anywhere, but you do have to, like, pick the window. Because you go to the gym, but you don't want to, like, walk up to a girl and sit, like, hey, need a spot on the squat rack?
Especially during squats.
Oh, yeah. Find that. Or when you walk up and they're doing the leg adductor machine where their, like, legs are spread open and they're pulling them in on that machine, and you're like, hey, how you doing? So I see you come here often. You like this machine? I like it too. Just kind of weird things. Like, you definitely have to pick your window. But me, like, I try to find environments. Like, in the LDS culture, we have institute, religious education type thing. You show up, and they have a meal, dude.
Oh, they always have it. They have it planned out, man.
Gotta go there more often, but like they have it planned out. You get a donut, you're sitting there like mixing and mingling with like this pink lemonade with donuts. I don't know why they do that.
Like milk.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's easier to put the pink lemonade in those giant like 10-gallon orange pieces of crap they've had for 30 years. Like, you don't know what fluids have gone in and out of this thing. But yeah, like, you show up to events, hop on Facebook, hop into groups, and, like, honestly, a girl is going to wake up in the morning, and they're not going to think, oh, man's going to sweep me off my feet, but they wouldn't mind.
They wouldn't mind. Well, okay, so this is church-sponsored, then. Is that...
You can. Actually, one thing that I did, and this is a story of mine, so I was getting my hair cut. It was a good time. And she's cute. She cut my hair. We're talking. She's like, oh, yeah, I was dating this guy, but he's on this mission now, but I'm not really waiting. I was like, bingo, opening.
Oh, that's like, yes.
Yeah. So she cuts my hair. I'm like, oh, thank you. That was so great. I paid and I left. But then she happened to be working at the Fantastic Sam's right next to the Little Caesars I love. And I'm like, why did I leave? Why did I get her number? So I drove back. I walked inside that Fantastic Sam's, and I said, hey, is so-and-so here? I don't remember her name right now. That's fine. We're like, is so-and-so here? And they're like, oh, yeah, let me go get her. She comes up. She's like, hi, what are you doing here? And I said, you know what? I was never going to forgive myself if I didn't come back and ask you out and get your number. And
oh.
She was like, yeah, right? And she's like, oh, my gosh. She, like, ripped out a receipt. I don't even know how she got that receipt out of there. I was too, like, starstruck right there. But she ripped this receipt out and wrote down her number and handed it to me and, like, give me a call.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Okay, guys, we're going to be honest. I just feel like Trayvon just has so much more balls than me. Like, not that I'm an extrovert, like, you know, I put myself out there, but there's no way that I would, like, walk back into some place and be like, I couldn't live with myself. Like, I would probably be driving away, like, why don't I ever meet anybody? You know, like,
Dude, it's not even about having like the cojones to do it. It's more like, what's she gonna say? No.
Right, right.
And she did an awful job at cutting my hair, so it wasn't like I was gonna see her for that again.
Yeah, you're right. Like looking in the mirror going, did I give her a dip?
Yeah, like she like hedged off my head. I looked like a square box. Like, it's already bad enough with my calyx, but to have it like boxed off in this bush of madness.
So you're pretty looking for the opportunity wherever you go, right? Okay. Well, what about us shyer guys like me? Okay, so I'll share an example.
Yeah.
I think the best place, and ladies and gentlemen weigh in, but I feel like the best place is like he was mentioning, like Institute. But I gotta be honest with you, I feel like young single adult dances are the best place to meet people.
Yes.
I feel like, and you might not be a fan of dancing. I love to dance. I think it's freaking fun. And for whatever reason, even though I'm a tall white guy, I turn into like black version of myself and just, you know, just trying. Anyway, I digress. All I'm saying is I feel like that's a good environment. They usually have a little refreshment over there. And like, you can be like, oh, hey, remember when we were doing the Macarena? Or like it's going to be awkward, but I feel like the approach is easier because you've already seen each other dancing.
That's true. You've already seen each other at practically your worst. You're sitting there doing the Q-tip move, all the moves from Hitch, and you think you're the bomb. But in all reality, everybody's watching you and filming you on the sidelines.
They're Snapchatting, like, look at this guy.
Dude. But the nice thing about, like, dances is, one, it's dark, and a bunch of lights go on, so they didn't even remember what you look like when you go on that first date, so you got it in, and two, endorphins are high, they had a bunch of fun,
right?
With friends, and they remembered you in fun, you plus fun equals great sweaty,
right? No, but I'm serious, like, I feel like dance, like, I've met, in fact, so, I did have... There was, you know, a little time in my life I had cojones, so we went up to this fireside. This is another one of those things. And I'll address my issue with both sexes in a minute. We went up to this fireside, and my friend, like, we drove like 20 minutes, and my friends were like, you need to get at least one girl's number because we're not wasting our time driving up here. I was like, whatever, fine. And they're like, well, who are you going to talk to? I don't know. And they're like, okay. So I found a girl I thought was cute. And I went up to her and I was like, hi, I forgot your name. And she's like, it's Caitlin or Barbie. I was like, what's your number? Sorry, I didn't catch your name. What's your number? And she thought it was funny. And I just handed her my phone. And it might not work for all, but it's kind of like yours is a little more suave, but mine was just like, get a laugh. And we ended up going out. And nothing came of it, but
yeah.
It was fun.
Dude, I know you're talking me up right now, but I'm going to tell a story where I did it totally wrong.
Okay.
So, I was at an Andy Grammer concert, which is always a great place to meet people. Okay. It's at the complex, this, like, little joint.
Oh,
it wasn't
yeah.
even in the big room.
It was in the
little,
yeah, I like the little room.
Yeah, little room's great. Where you sit there, you're, like, crowded, and you're like, go Andy Grammer! This was when his Back Home album, right before
yes,
it came out.
Great.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, I'm hanging out. It's between sets. So, Andy's about to come on, and this girl walks up to me, and she was like, hey! I was like, hi? And... I was at a very awkward moment in my life. I was recently divorced at this point. Didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, you're kind of just, yeah.
Yeah. So she walks up and she's like, hey. And I say, hey, back. And she's like, I wanted to let you know my friend thinks you are super cute. And then she walks off and I'm standing there right next to her friend. And her friend was cute. Like, I had nothing against her friend.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, hi. bye. And I totally just walked away. I didn't say a single word to her the whole time. I, like, walked away. She must, I don't know if she was devastated, but she definitely weirded out that I was just like, well, bye, nice to meet you. And I walked up to my buddy, he's like, what happened? And I said, well, she thinks I'm really cute. And he's like, what's wrong with you?
He's like, go back.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like the fifth story I've heard where you're like, dude, this girl was totally crushing on me and I just ran away. Like,
I wasn't running.
I know, but you told me like you've been driving a car before and like this, haven't you told me some story like some lady was like making a move on you in the car and you didn't do anything?
No, that happens all the time. Like, I don't want to sound arrogant, but it happens like more than it should. Where somebody's totally under me and I'm like, well, that's not the noise, why? I don't know what I'm doing.
So, I mean, you can be opportunistic, you can try and find people wherever you are. I think that the sponsored stuff is the way to go, just because, you know, if your goal is marriage in the temple, or if your goal is to date an LDS person, I mean, there are people that aren't members that go, but I would say the majority are looking for the same thing.
Right. I do want to put this plug in, because it's something I think about a lot. Well, have thought about, because I've been listening to stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
Kind of Facebook feed and stuff, and it's interesting. And I want to say this to the ladies. This is just for the ladies. If you feel like a guy doesn't have the balls to walk up to you, you have to sit there and think to yourself, when would he have the chance?
Yes.
When would his window be?
Yes.
Because when you're in a group of eight people, and you're sitting there talking to all of them, and you're laughing, and you're having fun, or like you're on your phone, if you're surrounded by your friends, there's no way on this green earth that I would walk up to you and be like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? There's no way I'm going to do that in front of all of your friends, because if you shoot me down or if you glance at your friends, you know, like, women do this. They have that glance.
Oh, yeah. Like,
they shoot their friends that look, and you're just like, oh, no, I just messed up.
Oh, yeah, you're going to walk away.
I'm going to walk away with my head down, tail
between my legs.
I'm going to, like, gimp off like Quasimodo.
Well, that's so funny because I mentioned, like, what peeves me. That's exactly what I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
And we do it, too. But, yes, ladies, I think in general, I mean, we're talking about, like, a guy approaching a girl. But I think in general, yes, both sexes are guilty of this.
Yeah.
You're hanging out with your friends. It's at the dance. You're having a good time. Endorphins are high. And, of course, you want to be around your friends and you want to goof off. But if you find or you see that you're like shooting glances, we've all been there where you're like, you're looking at me, I know you're looking at me. Think of an opportunity. And this isn't to baby or to, but it's really intimidating as a guy to go up to seven people.
Yeah.
In fact, let me throw this out there. Don't you think the guy that has enough nerve to do that is probably arrogant and not that, like, not someone you want anyway? Like, that's a generalization, but I'm saying a guy that walks up and, like, flexing his biceps to train and, like, I don't think you're going to be interested.
Yeah, that usually turns out bad. Because usually, I don't know, I've heard this before, like, I always get the same type of guy, the loud one, who's just, like, super charming at the beginning and then just plays me.
Yeah.
I maybe it's an overt harsh generalization, but that's kind of what happens.
I feel like that is the caliber of guy that you're going to get. And of course, you're not going to spend the whole night by yourself.
Right.
But we're just saying, maybe be conscientious of, I would like to meet someone. Have I been dancing next to a guy that I think is cute? Have we been exchanging glances? Maybe I should go over to the snack table by myself. Like,
or should I do the bump?
But these are true things, people. I am 28 years old. My parents, just tonight, I was at my mom's birthday party, and my dad said he would like all of my siblings to set me up with someone.
Oh. Dang.
It's getting intense. I don't feel that, to be honest with you. I'm in no rush. But the outside world is like, LDS, single, reject.
You're a menace to society, man.
I know. It's great.
Good stuff. Oh, dude. Thinking about the dance thing, we were at a sick dance not too long ago.
Oh, yes, let's tell this story.
What part of this story? A lot happened that night.
Are we talking about when we just...
So, like, we're at this party, and we're dancing with a bunch of people, and, like, I see two girls, and I'm like, man, I don't know how to make my move, and I turn, and Doug's gone. Like, he would disappear for, like, 5 minutes at a time, because the DJ stopped. Like, it was awful.
It was bad.
Like, there were some good songs, but for the most part, he was pretty bad.
Yes.
So Doug was like, oh, this sucks. Then he would disappear. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm by myself. I'm going to freak out. I have, like, anxiety attack in the middle of all these people. And this girl walks up to me as I'm singing the Despacito because I know Spanish.
Yeah.
I'm singing to it, having a good time just to myself. And she's like, oh, my gosh, you speak Spanish? And I'm like, yes, I do. And I left.
Exactly. He comes up to me and he's like, this really attractive woman just approached me, and I walked away.
And then, after that, there was this girl that hung out with us the whole night.
Oh, yeah,
she was with us the whole night. Totally. I don't know if she's into us, or wanted friends, or what. She just moved to the area. She's in our stake. And we're walking out. It's the three of us, me, Doug, and this girl. And we're walking out, and she's like, well, I'll see you guys later. And we're like, okay, bye. We didn't get her number. Nothing. We've never seen her again. And as she's walking away, she longingly looks back at both of us. Just that look. You could tell she wanted one of us to get her number. I don't know which one.
I don't know either.
But she wanted one of us, and both of us just blew her off and said, bye, hope you get a ride.
Like, the best thing about this story is, We were planning out loud. It wasn't like we had, like, secretly or texted each other. We're going some other place. We're like, okay, we're going over to so-and-so's. And she's listening. She's walking along.
Yeah.
And then we don't invite her.
Nope.
We don't ask for her number. Neither of us ask her, bye. And she just walks away.
That was a very bad moment.
So.
And I'm sorry if you happen to listen.
Yeah.
Probably not. We are so sorry.
We had a lot of fun. In fact, we've talked about that multiple times.
How awful we feel that that happened.
But at the same time, we didn't do anything about it.
Oh, not a thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, now that we covered that, like, where to meet people, there's another thing we want to talk about. Dating multiple people. We're not talking about playing people.
No.
We're not talking about, like, you're just hooking up with a new person every night.
No.
We're talking about, like, trying to find the right person. My personal belief, and I think Doug shares many of these things, maybe, we'll find out, that when you're looking for somebody, you gotta date around. You can't just date one person, go on one date, and be like, okay, I'm off.
Right.
Off limits because they want me.
Right.
Like, you gotta date around and see what you like, find common interests. Like, do I click with this person better? Am I more attracted to this person? Like, mentally, consciously, I should say, consciously,
yes.
Think, where is this going? Why do I like this person? And how much do I like them? And then keep dating. Even if not like the third or fourth date, you should probably be like, you know what? Like, we're only on the third and fourth date. Maybe I should reevaluate who I'm with right now, who I've been seeing, and get, I know there's not really a better way to put this, more of a list of people that you're seeing.
Yeah.
And keep up and, like, text them and find out, oh, what do they like? What do I like? What's a deal breaker?
Right. I completely agree. I feel like, in fact, let's talk about how to balance this, because when I discussed, like, dating multiple people, almost the phrase dating, they go, you're going to date multiple people? Like Traven said, we're not saying, like, you're going to be over texting this person 24/7, every weekend night you have plans with this person except when you bail. Like, that's boyfriend-girlfriend territory where you're going official, you're letting other people know.
Right.
But dating multiple people, I feel like it's a lost art. And in fact, like, my dad's always like, I don't know how true this is, but he's always like, yeah, down at BYU, I was seeing, you know, 10 girls, and he likes to act like he's all tough, but back in the day, like, 70s, 80s, that was how it was. You didn't pair off after one person said, will you go out with me? You, like Traven said, in fact, dating I should know a lot about myself if this is true. Dating teaches you about yourself and what you like and what you're looking for. And that might not all come from two dates with a single person. And I feel like, send us feedback. What do you think about it? I mean, I personally don't think you should be physical with multiple people. I don't think, to a certain extent, right? I think that if you're kissing a certain individual, you shouldn't be going around making out with everyone you're dating. But, and, like, we talked about how it should be natural, but that's my personal belief. You should kind of dive in. You can have your own, you can live your own life.
Yeah.
But send us feedback. What do you think? Should you be texting three different girls? How do you do it? How do you pull it off?
I'll put this plug in because I've dated a lot. I've dated many people at one time. And one thing you have to be careful of is jealousy. One, you don't want to tell somebody you're dating a bunch of people. That's just tacky.
That is very tacky.
To be like, oh yeah, I'm seeing a ton of girls. If they ask, say, you know what? I'm dating around. I'm trying to find somebody who's right for me.
Right.
And the second part of that, don't get jealous. If they're dating other people and they pick you, that's a big deal.
Oh, that's a big deal.
And then, yeah, it's like kind of like a bachelor thing. If you have a line of girls or a line of guys, bachelor, bachelorette, the TV show,
yeah,
and they pick you, they hand you that rose and say, will you accept this rose? Like, that's a big deal to be chosen.
No, it really is. And of course, the end goal, you know, we don't practice polygamy anymore. The end goal is one-on-one.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be frank, yeah, you want that special relationship. But like Traven was saying, let's say you have five people or three people that you're spending time with. It's really, it's easier said than done. But if that person is still making time in their schedule for you, like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And I can speak from personal experience. I have been jealous before. And it doesn't get you anywhere. Let me tell you why it doesn't get you anywhere. You start getting jealous about how they're spending time with someone else, thinking about someone else. You come off way too vulnerable. You come off like you're not self-reliant or like you need someone else to make you happy, which might not be true. But at the same time, don't you want trust? I feel like jealousy is like the antagonist of trust.
I can agree with that.
Like, I feel like, I mean, to a certain extent, and you shouldn't put yourself in situations where you can, like, violate that trust. But if you're constantly worried about how she's talking to another guy, you have very low trust in how she feels about you or how, like, if you're going out with three different people and you start to get jealous because she goes out with another guy.
Like, something that helps me with the trust thing is that, or not the trust, but the jealousy part of it, is if she picked him, I don't want her.
Right.
So I want somebody to pick me. I want to pick them, and I want them to pick me.
Right. Agreed.
If they choose somebody else, it's like, you know what? Have a great life. You go. And leave that door open, too, because it might not work out with them, and they come back.
Right. And I think that another thing that we should talk about in this context is timing. Like, it all resorts to where you're at in your life. And I've dated girls before that I was like, you know, and it sounds cliche, but if I was in a different spot in my life, I would totally be with you. But at that time, both people could just sense that it wasn't right. But amen. I cannot tell you how much I agree with what you just said about you want to be with someone that chooses you.
Yeah.
People, like, I feel like a lot of lonely LDS people are like, I just wish someone would be with me. Do you? Do you just want someone next to you for the heck of it? Or do you want someone who's being... Traven's really cool. When I think about spending time with someone, I think I want to spend time with Traven. I feel that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we're getting a little bit more serious than it, like, you know, but this is what we're talking about. You should be making a list, taking people out, finding about yourself, finding what you like and dislike, and as much as possible, avoid the jealousy.
Oh, for sure. And honestly, like, I'm going to put a little plug in here because I just
thought about it.
A whole meeting people thing?
Halloween's coming up. You know how many parties are going on?
Right. Great holiday to meet people.
Right? You don't want to meet people at Thanksgiving. That's weird.
Honor.
Hey, you want to come over for some biscuits and gravy?
And like, meet my family?
Like, no. No, your family's got weird traditions. You're not going to sit in red pajamas with your family because they won't fit. They're from your cousin Jeremy, who's 12. And he had a mom to me, so I went to bed. I'm 6'8", and they're playing on this thing. So, date multiple people, get around, and have fun.
Yeah.
Most of you are still young. You know what? We're still young.
We're still young.
28, 27? Yeah, still young.
I want to meet the right person, guys. And I know you feel that way. Have fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, for sure. Like you said, you guys have any, like, I think Halloween is like, you gotta be careful with the costume. You might not know what you're getting yourself into. It's just kind of like the darkness. But that's just a risk.
Oh, I think you know what you're getting yourself into.
I mean, she's dressed like Catwoman. You know what you're getting yourself into.
That's which Catwoman?
I'm talking like Halle Berry.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Scary. Anyway, hey, send us feedback. We're going to be working on a nice little portrait for y'all so you can see what we look like.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
We're excited. We're going to get some high-quality audio here soon, too, but stay tuned for next time. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a good one.
Later.